It really got us excited because I think one of our biggest problems in Zimbabwe is that people start treatment very late, and not 100% the fault of government, but because of the high levels of stigma and denial, people take a long time to come for treatment or even to come for testing. But at the same time, our policy is that we initiate treatment when CD4 cell is 200 and below. And by doing that, while the larger number of our people recover, there's also a large number which doesn't recover because at that point they are so sick.
But in the case of Zimbabwe, the issue of drugs has always been an issue. So how does that work?
What will happen is that you have two levels. You have the elite who have money, who can access treatment. Those kinds of clients are the ones that we see who definitely benefit from this.
What about those who don't have the money?
Those who don't have the money, who rely on government services, it means then when you go to the government services, the government will have to prioritize.
So how is this position being taken in by the government?
For government, when they look at the current pool of people that we already have in Zimbabwe, who are already below 200, there are so many that the priority should be to put those who are below 200 who need treatment now, rather than focus on those that have high CD4 cells. But this situation is arising like this because of the shortage of drugs. If we had universal access, there would be no need for us to be even having this discussion. We would automatically know that you are HIV positive, once your CD4 cell has been tested, you go on antiretrovirals. And this is what people overseas do. And you hardly see anyone walking in the streets with signs and symptoms of AIDS. You only see that in Africa. The reason is because CD4 cells, they just use it as a way of trying to know where you are in your HIV instead. But as soon as they know that you are HIV positive, with a CD4 cell of 500, they will start you on antiretrovirals. And therefore, there is no time for you to ever be sick.
But for some time, the doctors have been saying that it would be better to spare patients the side effects of AIDS drugs as long as possible by delaying treatment. Yes. So which is better here now?
We also know from even from the recent studies in Mexico that we now have drugs that are less toxic. They have less side effects than the drugs that we started with years ago. So the issue of side effects, while it is still there, it is not as serious as we experienced with the first drugs that we used. So as the drugs are being improved and the side effects are getting better, the outcome when you initiate a person on treatment much earlier is far, far much better. You will do away with the stigma because it means that you will never see anybody with signs of AIDS. But when you wait for people to get to 200, most of those people are already showing signs of AIDS. And that's not what we want. That is not care. Real care is for us to start treatment early and then manage the side effects, and the people can live healthy lives, they can continue going to work, and they can afford them to be on good nutrition and all these other things that we talk about.